How to not teach Chinese characters to beginners, a 12-step approach. This article is a rant based on more than a decade of observing how Chinese characters are taught in classrooms around the world. What I portray here is meant to be tongue-in-cheek, poking fun at bad teaching. However, my goal is not to attack teachers. Most of them do their best and simply don't have the education, time, or resources to get everything right. If you are a teacher, you can read this article as a guide for what to do. Just reverse the wording for each advice. If you are a beginner learning Chinese characters yourself, you should probably read this article instead. How to learn Chinese characters as a beginner. At the end of this article, there is a poll where you can share what you have experienced yourself. Beginners often regard Chinese characters with a mixture of respect, fascination, and dread. If you want to make them really scared and minimize the risk of them learning the language, and at the same time maximize the amount of frustration and angst the students feel, you've come to the right place. Hacking Chinese presents How to Not Teach Chinese Characters to Beginners, a 12-step approach. Here I present 12 steps to terrible teaching, including links to more information whenever relevant. It's rare to see teachers who are able to follow all these steps, but nothing here is made up. Step 1. Teach the names of the strokes, preferably in Chinese. Language learning is all about theoretical, abstract knowledge, so the most important thing is for students to know what things are called, especially the various strokes that all characters are composed of. Don't forget to include combinations of strokes, including the rare ones. It doesn't really matter if most native speakers don't know the names of these. Your students definitely should. It's important to learn all the stroke names in Chinese because there are no other words with a higher priority for beginners to learn. Step 2. Test students on their theoretical knowledge, not their practical skills. This is related to the above advice and means that you also need to test students' knowledge of the theoretical, abstract concepts. For example, make sure to include the stroke names in Chinese on the test. It doesn't matter if students know what the characters mean or how they are used. What matters is if they can name all the strokes. Avoid practical communication and real-world application whenever possible. Step 3. Teach how to categorize characters according to the practical and useful Liu Shu. When you talk about character formation, the best starting point is Liu Shu, Six Writings, created roughly 2,000 years ago. It's particularly important that you expound on the two categories Jia Jie, rebus characters, and Zhuan Zhu, derivative cognates, since students will find these very hard to understand when they know nothing about Chinese characters. Avoid mentioning functional components and other concepts that could make Chinese characters make more sense. Step 4. Focus on radicals from the very start. First, if you want to make learning really confusing, mix up the words radical, being the part of a Chinese character used to sort it in a dictionary, and component, being any building block of a Chinese character. The radicals might be a bit arbitrary and used only in paper dictionaries, but since one of the most important skills of a student in this modern day and age of computers and smartphones is to look up characters in a traditional printed dictionary, it's essential that they can identify what the radical is in each character they learn from day one, including less obvious cases. As I said before, don't mention functional components and invest all energy into the all-important radicals. Step 5. Tell the students that Chinese characters are pictures. This will make characters look easier temporarily while making sure they don't really learn how Chinese characters work. If you can, use pictures that aren't related to either the actual components or the true origin of the character. For maximum effect, cherry-pick your examples when showing how Chinese characters are pictures and make up stuff if you have to. Again, avoid talking about functional components, especially phonetic components, since without these, it might take them months or even years before they figure out how the vast majority of characters work. This also makes sure to keep them on level 1 when it comes to understanding Chinese characters. Step 6. Only tell them what to learn, not how to learn. The students tend to spend a lot of time learning characters in the beginning, so just dish out as much homework as you can, but don't say anything about how to learn. Just give them a chapter reference in the textbook and say that you will test them on everything from how the characters are categorized to the names of the individual strokes. Avoid talking about how to learn Chinese characters as a beginner. Step 7. Ask students to write characters 100 times to store them in long-term memory. If you do tell them anything about how to learn, tell them that they should write the characters over and over until they remember them. Ignore all the science that says that this type of repetition is very ineffective for long-term retention. Also, tell the students to look at the model character while writing, making sure that they process it as shallowly as possible. Step 8. When correcting students' handwriting, nitpick as much as possible. The goal should be to write clean, good-looking characters from day one. The standard should be that of a native speaker with a few years of schooling. Comment not only on strokes that are a bit off, also take things like balance, poise, and harmony into account. Beginners have a hard time with these concepts, so you might have to focus on writing dian, dots, for a month or so before they get to anything else. This is more important than any functional goal, and it's certainly worthwhile to take time from things like conversations and reading to spend on improving penmanship. If you hand back homework, red ink should cover at least 30% of the sheet. Step 9. Don't set realistic expectations for character learning. Here you have two options, both widely used and with a long track record. First, you can claim that learning Chinese characters is really easy. See above about cherry-picking pictures. Maybe you can claim that you can read newspaper headlines with only 200 characters. Feel free to make up your own numbers if you wish. Second, you can claim the opposite, that learning Chinese characters is impossible for foreigners. Stress that there are 10,000 characters, or maybe 100,000 if you want to really scare them, and that it takes a lifetime to learn, even for native Chinese. Whatever you do, don't tell the students that learning Chinese characters certainly is a challenge, but that it can be done in a reasonable amount of time. Step 10. Require students to learn to write every single spoken word they encounter. This makes sure that progress is really slow and that most of the class can be spent on writing Chinese characters. After all, knowing what a word means in a conversation or being able to say it doesn't matter if they don't know how to write the characters, the true essence of the Chinese language. Delaying character learning is a sin. Step 11. Inform students that simplified and traditional characters are very different. Actually, almost like two different languages. Ignore the fact that most characters are identical, all in the top 10, for example. If you focus on really exaggerated cases like ting, feng, and yi, you can make it look like these two sets are mutually unintelligible. While you're at it, claim that simplified characters are unambiguously simpler to learn rather than just simpler to write by hand. Don't mention that learning the other set is in fact very easy once they've learned the first. Step 12. Recommend only obsolete digital tools and printed dictionaries. Paper dictionaries have been around for centuries, and if they were good enough for generations of Chinese, they're good enough for foreigners. When it comes to software, nothing notable has happened in the past 20 years or so. In addition, be very careful with anything developed by non-native speakers, as they don't really understand what they're doing. Definitely avoid recommending tools like Scritter, Pleco, or Outlier Linguistic Character Dictionary. Be extra cautious with over-enthusiastic foreigners with heretical views on how to not teach Chinese characters to beginners. Follow all this advice and your students are guaranteed to feel frustration and angst. They will feel that learning Chinese characters is almost impossible, and even if it were the characters that lured them in the first place, it will be the characters that make them quit. Or you can do the opposite of everything I've said in this article and teach characters in a sensible way that makes learning both fascinating and useful. All links mentioned in the article lead to other articles with advice about how to actually learn and teach characters. And if you invert the language for each piece of advice above, you will have a reasonable list of things you should do when teaching beginners. For students who read this article, I have created a poll where you can share which of the above you have seen yourself. Am I missing something particularly terrible? Leave a comment on the website.